You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
All right, here we go. Yeah, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse, and Bing is for doing, and we're doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Vampire Diaries.
I'm so angry.
Wow.
I'm scared.
Season 3,
out of me.
Episode 20. Do not go gentle. No,
or do.
See, what happened was is I was going to come in with like this sleek 1920s intro, and then I got caught off guard, so I thought I'd wake everyone up.
We had so much fun in our dancing and our intro that we had to like start it off with some energy.
Yeah, so let's get into it. I am DJ Jesse. To my left, we have...
Emily Harbert.
Across from Emily, we have the one, the only...
Brittany Brower.
Next to Brittany Brower, back from his long hiatus,
David Skiffolitti.
All right, guys, welcome. Super excited for us all to be here in studio. A little upset you guys didn't join us last week for the epic.
So are we.
Epic kiss.
I can't believe I missed that finally. I mean, week after week, I'm sitting here talking about when is Elena and David going to like get it on or get the hook up. And I had, you know, obviously I wasn't able to watch it with you guys last week, so I watched in my own home, and I was just saying how I was screaming at my TV when that moment finally happened. And I was like, I can't believe I missed on the bus this week. So I am very upset that I missed last week.
Well, okay, so we're just going to kind of just a quick recap, get your opinions here. No.
I felt what really tall right now. It's
because I lowered my seat.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Like, wait a minute. Okay.
What do you guys think as far as the whole Stefan, Elena, Damon? You know, now Damon and Elena. Stelena, look at me. I just subliminally want to
Delano,
keep
Stelena.
I know. What's the question?
We need like Star Magazine just for vampires.
We need like a chart. We need like a chart like per episode of like who
like on
she's
the L-word?
With. Like for each episode and what's going on.
Seriously. Yeah,
we need a diagram.
Oh, throw in Buffy there. Buffy used to have, I used to have this like book on Buffy, like all the seasons.
Did you make it yourself?
No, I have one of those too.
What book is this?
No, and actually, maybe I'll have my mom send it over here. But the first page you flip it to, it's the lust, they call it the lust lines. And it has all the main characters, and it's tied to everybody that they hooked up with. And there's some intertwining.
It's like,
the Jersey
Kevin
Shore.
Bacon's 7 Degrees of Separation. It's kind of like everyone's hooked up with someone from Buffy at one point in their real life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, but back to your thing about what do we think of last week, I thought it was absolutely shocking, as I already stated. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we all knew this time was coming, or at least I, you know, we were just waiting for that moment. So that is one good thing, is like, okay, finally, and I think they've done it in a really great way of not making it like... It's some huge scandal, like kind of Damon, Stefan gave her permission to go kind of to do it, knowing like you need to do this for yourself and figure out who you want to be with, not just come back to me because I'm back all in good. Yeah. So, but I like that she's not really with them. There's still that what if?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they gave us what they wanted, what we wanted.
Yes, exactly.
Which was to see Elena and Damon finally... You know, have a good romantic moment, but in the end, she's got to be with
not as Catherine, like we've already done in the past, and we thought it was Catherine.
Okay, so it's funny you say that because, you know me, I'm always going to say I always wanted Elena Stefan, but I will say they worked it so well that last week. Mm-hmm. It was almost like, well, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
But here's the thing.
Damon, Elena, let's go. I can see how
she's gonna.
I can see how it can work, but then this week, it brings it back to. Stefan and Elena. And now it's like, well, yes, okay, this is what I was saying
here's the thing, what I thought about, like, this whole episode, how they really focused it just on Stefan and Elena. I felt it was like, okay, they had a Damon and Elena episode. They had a now this week was a Stefan and Elena episode. And then the next two are going to be, like, who we don't know. I still think she's going to pick Damon. I know how she is going to pick. I don't know who she's going to pick, but I know how. But
you know she is?
I know she's picking.
Wait, don't we only have one more episode?
Two more.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. But anyways, yeah, she is choosing. So I do think it was like Stefan Elena episode, Damon Elena episode, and then the next two, we'll see what happens.
And I thought it was
threesome
really...
Threesome episode. All right.
I thought it was also interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
That Caroline is Team Stefan.
Yeah.
I feel like she's always been Team Stefan, really? Though.
I don't know. I never knew she was that passionate
about
it.
Yeah, she was like, like, ask him to the dance. Like, I just kind of felt like she really should have no say in it.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, she has a good bond with Damon. I mean, they have a good kind of understanding, friendship kind of thing. So I thought, I didn't know till tonight's episode that it was she was so Team Stefan.
Right.
I thought always was Team Stefan.
Only reason I thought she was Team Stefan is because when Caroline was bit and in her transition, it was Stefan who kind of brothered her into vampirehood. As vampires, Caroline and Damon to me have kind of been, like you said, more buddy-buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But okay, I need to know.
Stefan's been gone for so long.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
I don't know whose team I'm on. I really don't.
So, really?
I really don't, because I love Damon. I really do. And, like, every time she's with Damon, I'm like, oh, he's so hot. And then, like, I get the whole Stefan relationship, and I like that, too. I honestly don't know.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Last week, was it? Rose said this. She said the reason why Damon is so perfect for Elena is because they're so dangerous with each other.
Right.
It balances each other out, and if it can work, it will be the ultimate love.
It would be the best. The words. It was the best for her or the worst for her.
Right.
Yeah.
So if it can work out, there we go. Yeah. But
with Damon?
With Damon.
Now, this week, we got to see why. Because almost once that happened and once she explained that, I was kind of like, okay, well, fine.
I
understand.
Yeah.
But then this week with Stefan, it all came back to that mystery of why we fell in love with the two of them falling in love.
Right.
Yeah.
But then it kind of made more sense. It kind of wrapped their love up to in the end of tonight's episode, because here's Elena. She's scared. She's alone. And Stefan steps in, gives her her own advice that helped him, and he's just throwing it back. So you see how their bond works.
And look, Damon will never be able to love Elena the way that she wants him to. He will
never I don't agree with this.
I agree with that.
I think he is so passionately in love with her, because here's the thing.
But he has too much passion, I think.
But here's the thing. I feel as if he wasn't so madly in love with her, he would have given up already. This has been going on for like a year and a half. This is a girl that your brother's in love with, and she has pretty much said no to you for a year and a half. You have to really, really, really love somebody to do that.
But he chased Katrina around for how long?
Yeah, for
decades.
Yeah, so he has a lot of love in him. So he has that passion, that ability to really love somebody.
And I think it's like crazy love, like unblinding, like unyielding, blindsided love.
Like, honestly, like, at the end, I kind of thought him and what's her name, the doctor, were going to be like, oh, God.
Right. That's exactly what I thought.
But that's what I actually thought for a second, too. But then I was like, okay, we're kind of seeing this. Damon, at the end of last episode, was like, I'm not going to disappoint you. Like, you're going to have to make your own decision.
I'm not going to do what I've always done by doing something that disappoints you to mess you up. So it makes the decision easy for her to go back to Stefan. He's like, I'm not messing up. So you're going to have to figure this one out on your own, which I love.
Do you know what I thought?
I was like, oh, my God, I need a few moments to be alone for a moment. I was like, oh, I get it. Damon, what a perfect thing to say.
Do you know what I found interesting about this episode with the Stefan and Elena thing? I feel as if Stefan's there for her when just everything is really, really wrong. And that was what bonded them together in this episode. It was like everything went wrong and he was her shoulder to cry on. With Damon and Elena, they can have a bond sometimes when things aren't, like, by the way, in this series, there's always something going wrong, but they have a moment when things aren't tragic and no one has died. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's the epicness of Stefan and Elena. It's just everything about them is like epic. It's a storybook, literally. Like, Damon and Elena is, like love that we see every day between people, but Stefan and Elena is like stuff you read about and you dream about. And
But at the beginning, that's what Stefan and Elena were like, was like, okay, everyday love. It was because there was no, but the
difference between even at the beginning is we never knew why. There was never,
but it was
left
just
in
like
a mystery with them. I don't know. It's just, I'm kind of, I don't know who I want.
I don't think she should pick either one of them.
Well, and
that's
so
what people are saying.
And here's,
I were her, I'd just like keep toying them both.
Screw it.
Have my
Tyler.
Fun.
Well, we know she's going
to. Wait, not Tyler. The other one.
I was going to say, Caroline, be pissed.
Matt, take a
Well,
Matt
so
back.
Now let's talk, forget about Elena. Let's talk about the brothers. You know.
Matt and Elena would be so cute.
Matt's fine. That ship sails.
Well, yeah, I'm rooting for Matt and Jeremy. That's who I want. Matt and Jeremy.
We're
let's get some gay boys on the show.
We're bringing Vampire Diaries to Logo. That's where it's going. That's where CW's dropping Vampire Diaries, moving to Logo next year.
If they want
to
follow in the steps of Buffy, we got to do it. We need some lesbians or some gay boys on the show.
I know. I'm surprised there's not. Yeah. I guess Mystic Falls is not.
Usually,
Mystic Falls is totally Republican.
Yeah. It's Virginia.
So Klaus brought up, you know, the brotherly bond between the Salvators. Well, what's going to happen when Elena makes her decision? What is going to happen?
I already know, so I can't comment.
Okay, I can't.
Well, I mean, in true Vampire Diaries fashion, one of them will take a hiatus. Someone will leave town. You know, like Damon, if it was not him, he won't get picked. He'll be like, I just can't be here for a while. And I'm sure he'll leave, like, in some dramatic exit.
I think she's not going to choose.
Well, we know from, what was it, 2 weeks ago's news, Emily said, there's big news, Elena's going to choose someone, and then what was the other one?
Oh, everybody's going to be making out with each other.
Yeah.
Well, just because she chooses someone doesn't mean she doesn't choose herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. True.
Or her brother.
I choose
be like,
myself.
Look, shit's gone down. There's no one to take care of us. I need to get a job. I need to keep the lights on.
I need to know how the lights are staying on.
I think she inherited all of her parents' money. Her dad was
good.
A doctor.
Okay, hold on. That's fine. But what about taxes on your house every year? Those are pricey.
Right.
Utilities. Yeah. All that food. They're always cooking something in that kitchen. And I mean,
and never eating it.
Yeah. First of all, we got a lot to talk about. Like, if you want to donate to the Elena Fund right now, call us at AfterBuzz.
She's looking a little skinnier.
She's always buying a new gown for these parties.
Yeah. I think we need to contribute. We need to start a fund.
We need to talk to her.
We do.
Can I talk about a couple that's not Stefan and Elena or Damon and Elena?
Wait a minute. Pause also.
I thought we weren't done.
We're starting with them. How is Bonnie paying for anything?
Oh, poor Bonnie. Magic.
Where does Bonnie even live?
Magic.
No, Bonnie's at her dad's house.
Do you believe in magic?
Bonnie's dad is alive.
But since she's been back, though.
Yeah, no. Bonnie's dad is alive. He was just out of town.
Okay,
he was just out of town, this
Bonnie
week.
Bonnie can keep the lights on with her magic.
Yeah.
She can, like, turn lights on, turn lights
off.
She
her juices.
She pays for things the same way Matt does. Whoring.
I love all these orphans we have on the show.
Everybody's an orphan. Everybody on the show is an orphan. Except for Tyler.
Except for Tyler. He's got money.
And Caroline. Yeah. Caroline.
No, but everybody has a parent who's dead.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Caroline. Oh, a parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do not want to be a parent in Mystic Falls. You will be dropping fast. All right. What else?
Okay, speaking of Caroline, okay. I do like Caroline and Tyler. I really do.
Don't talk bad us. We're going to a new topic.
But I think the Caroline and Klaus moment was... I finish?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Not if you're going to hash on this. This is the one thing I have.
Because... I just thought, like, it was, and you could kind of see in her face, in that whether you like them together or not, you could see in her face, she is thinking, here's this really attractive guy saying to her, I can take you all over the world. I can show you that there's so much more than shining.
All right, yeah, so but, wait,
but really she can do all that anyway. I'm like, she's a vamp. She can convince people to do something. She can, what is the word? I'm sorry.
Compel,
thank you.
Because what does he
have? I'll take myself around the world.
What does Klaus have?
I think it's old family money.
accent.
And the thing is, it's like the knowledge of what else is out there, of like what is in, of like being able to take somebody to Rome and showing them what is really there. Right. And that's what I think it is. That's
so
what
all jokes
I can
aside,
show you the world. Exactly.
I can imagine what you're about to say to this comment right now. But I mean, imagine you've been in love with someone, you know who you're in love with, you guys have a great, steady relationship, and a movie's being filmed in your town. Brad Pitt just walks in and is like, I want to take you away.
Let's go.
Let's go.
You're going to leave the one
ready
to
go. Bag.
When's the next flight? Okay, first of all, can I just say something about Tyler and Caroline? Despite the fact that I do like them together, they really haven't been together that long. She was with Matt.
Enough.
She was with Matt. She, like, they've been together for maybe 6 months.
I don't even think 6 months.
But she didn't
She
did not even help Matt in any type of way compared to helping Tyler. She helped him, like, transform from human to a wolf. Like,
yeah, no, but what I'm saying is
there's a different connection there, a different bond. When you see someone change for a wolf for the first time in front of you, when you're a vampire and one bite of that wolf can turn you, can kill you, that's love. I don't know what's commitment or what's love, if that's not it. All Matt did, what'd you do, help him clean the bar one night? No.
Really quickly.
Like, maybe she claimed she like helped him like clean off some glasses from the tables. That's all she did for Matt.
She was like madly in love with, she was in love with Matt too. Caroline falls in love really easily. Caroline was in love with Damon at the beginning of the series.
But honestly, I think this is going to be her test, the close situation, because it's like the typical, I could go with this guy and have the riches and all this stuff, but I actually have a bond of something that I went through. I grew with this kid, and I have a tie with him. And I think that's going to be her challenge, because she is like Damon. She bounces to the next one. And hopefully this will be her anchor.
Pun intended.
Or else.
Yes.
Or else. We have a phone call, so let's get our caller on the line.
Yay!
Caller on the line, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
I hear your static.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
My name is Wes.
Royce?
Wes.
Okay.
Hey, Wes.
All right, Wes, what do you you have any questions for us? What do you want to talk about?
I was watching the podcast, and I was trying to get through. I wanted to talk about the whole Stefan, Elena, Damon, Elena thing, and then the Klaus and Caroline thing.
Well, go ahead, because we haven't beat that list.
For one, I do kind of sort of like Klaus and Caroline. I mean, I know.
Well, caller, thank you for calling.
I know it's very different opinions about it, but I do actually kind of like them together, besides the fact that him being a crazy serial killer.
Right. That's
but,
aren't we all?
But then again, I also have a soft spot for Caroline and Tyler. I mean, I know they have a good bond going.
So you're caught in the middle, like us all.
Well, where do you stand?
I feel for them like how you guys are back and forth about Steph and Damon and Elena. But I think I'll definitely be Team Elena at the end of the day.
Wait, you think Team Elena, like she should stay by herself?
No, Team Delana.
Delana.
Damon and... Sorry, I thought you said Team Elena. I'm like, you're on my team now, because I'm thinking the same thing. She just say, hey, I'm going to hard pass on both of you and take what I need when I want it from both of you.
Right.
Yeah. It's my kind of woman. Yeah.
Really, be an independent woman.
Independent lady.
Yeah.
But take care of her brother.
No, but I'm with you. I love Damon. I kind of like, there's a part of me too. I mean, as much as I love the Stefan thing, I'm like, let's explore this Damon. Mm. Like, we already know what Stefan's like. You already dated him and it was already hardcore and passionate. Now let's see what it's like to see the Stefan, like to see Damon. Let's cross that bridge.
Let's have a full season.
A full season. And then, let's see what he's made of. Oh, I'm getting excited. Okay, I think I just made up my mind, actually, who I want for the day.
That's because you just want to watch it.
Yes! I want it. Oh, gosh, hotness. Okay, I got to take some
water. All right, so let me ask you another romance question on the show. What do we all think of Rebecca's obviously coming back? What do we think about Rebecca and Matt finding some sort of romance, or is that just a one-time little glance that she had? I kind of would really like
I love Rebecca.
Yeah. Mm.
Is my favorite person this season since Catherine isn't around. I love Rebecca.
Do you want her to find love? Do we think Matt could provide that for
her? Yeah, I really want her to be with Matt. I think her and Matt would have a really good connection. I think the only thing is, I think it'll be kind of like Caroline and Matt, but with
I don't think so.
Rebecca being a little more older and a little bitchier. I think it'll be kind of the same dynamic, but I really do like Rebecca. I hope she sticks around for the fourth season, but with this show, you never know who's going to die. Yeah.
But do you think with their dynamic, it's almost the only thing that can work for Rebecca to kind of pull herself, anchor herself down, to really keep her away from the clutches of Klaus?
Well, all Rebecca wants is to be a teenage girl.
That's what I think. They're both like very kind of lonely, and in this world that they were like very happy, and like Matt was really happy before Stefan and Damon came to town, and they're just like in this world that they're very lonely, and I think they can find solace in each other.
It showed at the end of the episode tonight with Klaus, you know, like when he was talking to Damon or Stefan about how we used to have some good times. This 1920s ball reminds me of the good times we used to have, even though Stefan was kind of like, I was kind of blacked out, I wouldn't call them good times. But you can tell he has a longing to be friends with Stefan again. He just doesn't know how to do it. His only way of being, which is in his human vampire nature, is just to force people to do what you want. Mm-hmm. It's like he doesn't know another way.
It's the same thing with Caroline. His relationship with Caroline, he just doesn't know.
Right.
He wants it. He just doesn't know how to get it.
Hey, try being nice. Try not trying to kill everyone on episode. try not pissing everyone off that way. You might gain some friends that way.
Every week, Klaus threatens to kill everybody on the show and then doesn't do anything. And that's one reason why I really wish they would just kill him off, because he just makes meaningless threats every week and nothing ever happens.
It's like Wile E. Coyote. You know he really loved Roadrunner.
But here's the thing, though. I always felt that way about Klaus, especially in the earlier part of the seasons. I really wanted them to hurry up and kill Klaus off because it was just stressful all the time. Like, oh my God, it's just he's like the freaking Terminator. He just keeps coming back and coming back. And now I feel like he's got a little bit of heart, and I feel like they're kind of making it that way where I think he's going to go good. I think he's going to kind of become closer now that they don't want to kill Klaus because it's going to kill them. I feel them getting, like, and then he won't feel like they're trying, like, the Salvatore brothers aren't trying to kill him all the time. I feel like everyone can kind of relax a bit. And
we saw in the previews for next week, they're going to join together to fight Alaric. We'll get into that prediction.
Wes, I want to thank you so much for calling in. Make sure you call us in next week. We might have a very big surprise for you next week. So call us next week.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
It will be cookies.
And it will be cookies. But actually, before we do that,
there will be cake.
Before we move on into the next topic, I just want to say, guys, if you could please help us out. We're doing this thing with Amazon right now. You can visit us on our website. If you're going to purchase anything online, just
on Amazon.
You can buy anything on Amazon. So if you're going to buy anything and you're like, I don't feel like going to the store, go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click the Amazon button, and make your purchase online. Really simple. Just do it through AfterBuzz TV. It helps us out, helps us keep the lights on. and helps us come back next week.
Helps,
so please do that.
Helps us keep being here.
Yes.
To
thanks.
That one that's never been used before. Yeah, no. By the way, very original.
It helps keep Elena keep the lights on.
Yes. To say, the Elena Fund.
Yes.
And we put that money toward the Elena Fund.
Probably get more people to donate if we talk.
But seriously, guys, right. go to that. It really helps us out. We appreciate it.
And also, guys, thank you so much. We need you to keep subscribing to us on iTunes. Download us. Comment. Rate us on iTunes. You guys are. Even when we're not even have new episodes, you guys keep us up.
You guys are great about that. We really appreciate it. And we keep the comments coming. I love that you guys have even commented me, ABCDEFGH. You guys are great for doing things like that. And we really do appreciate it. So thank you guys so much. And that's my serious moment for the day.
And we're back.
Yeah. And we're back.
Okay, so going right back into what we just spoke about with the whole close. I guess maybe we should save that for predictions. But okay, so let's talk about Bonnie this episode.
That's not. I really don't like her.
I'm so over her. I don't like her. I don't. I'm sorry.
Why?
I think here's the thing. I just think she kind of.
I think they're muting her character for some weird reason.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think she's just kind of. I don't like the fact that she is just like against everybody. It seems like she's not part of the team. Like it's not. She doesn't have the same. They're all kind of. Despite all their drama. She just
they're
kind of is
connected.
Always, yeah, they're all connected. And she just is always kind of like pissed off. And
she's like, I guess I'll help you guys with my witch powers again.
But
with,
she's always annoyed. Okay,
but
and
not
like,
with reason, though?
With reason.
No. Everybody's had somebody die.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, Elena's whole family. I mean, Elena, her aunt, I mean, even by a vampire's hand.
Any human that steps into Elena's house ends up dead.
Right. But I mean, seriously.
Because of the romance Elena has with vampires.
It's because she's so beautiful.
And it was a mother who she's not even close with that died, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. It was like one of those.
Get over it.
And here's the thing. I think that was. You put it perfectly. It's like how she's just always playing victim. Yeah. And I don't. Think she's not the victim. Like, and the thing is, with despite Elena being dating vampires, that's what started the show. But we did learn that even if Stefan and Damon weren't in her life, things would still be bad because she is the doppelganger. Yeah. So it really isn't their fault. And I think she just takes so much out on them. And it's just like she's always whining about something. And it's like, you know what? When you're gone, which you are half the time, I don't miss you. So
agreed.
I would not be. Upset
I think
you
they need
left
to start.
Permanently.
They should put in Craigslist for a new witch needed.
I love her, and
we need a new because we do need a witch
way,
for the show.
No, by the
Mystic
way,
Falls.
So
Mystic Falls Craigslist.
Put a little Mystic Falls Craigslist in.
I
like
need
in the
Janora
wanted.
Back in studio because I need someone else on my team with this. I love her, and I just think we need another. Witch. I think she needs a friend. They give her a friend.
A special friend.
You know what I mean? Like, give her someone.
That's what Jamie had. But
give her,
like,
no, Jamie. I do not like Jamie. The way you feel about that, Bonnie, is the way I feel about it. I'm like, really? Please, why are we throwing him in here? He's a waste of time. I like the first warlock, that boy that came in. Like, we could have stuck with
him. They came in to replace her.
Well, they didn't do
it. And it didn't work.
But like, I'm just saying, let's give her a friend because she's still trying to figure out her magic. Obviously, she's not good at it because she freaking makes a candle float. Her nose is bleeding.
You know what they need to do? Okay, I got a solution. Something needs to happen where only a vampire can save her life, and it's one of the brothers, and they go out of their way and they save her life. If you're listening, writers, and that way, finally, she can get over.
Balance it out.
She can get over this whole like hating them thing, or like this like she does so much for them, and no one ever really does anything for her, except kill off her mom and her grandmother. So I think that they should have something where Bonnie gets saved, and they come to her rescue, so they can.
Her grandma was old.
I just she had her, but also she had her time. She had her time, and I think, guys, I think on that note, we have another phone call.
All right, let's put the caller through. Oh, we're blown up, fatty coots.
We've never had two phone calls.
Yes, we have.
We never
get phone calls all the time. We get phone calls
all
the time.
Caller, you're on the line. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Josh, and I'm from Florida.
Well, hello, Josh.
Hey, Josh. What part of Florida?
Pembroke Pines, so it's close by Miami.
Pembroke Pines.
I don't know why you're cheering, David. Last I heard, you hate Florida.
I do, but my grandfather used to live in Pembroke Pines.
Boo.
All right, so what do you want to talk about? Any questions, or what do you want to open up for discussion?
Well, Jesse, I wanted to talk about the Bonnie situation.
Okay.
I know most of you guys aren't really fans of her.
I guess we can just check out then, okay?
I hope you can be on my team and say you love you some Bonnie.
Jesse, it's fine.
I just feel like half the time in the show, you know, I understand why people don't connect with her, because you never get to see her reactions to things. Everybody else in the show, mm-hmm. you see them when something bad happens. You see their emotions. You see them crying. You see them doing something.
I see her crying. I see her reactions. I see all Bonnie do all that stuff all the time. I feel like that's all she is in emotions.
It's like she's angry, I feel. It's like she's
half the time, Bonnie isn't even shown. They cut the screen. Everything happens off screen. Mm. And then she comes back. Her grandma dies. Yes, she cries. She has that big scene. But then you don't see her really going through the pain of losing her grandma because she's away for like 5 episodes.
Right,
because
she's not the leading lady. Right.
Yeah, and they cut her off so many times, you know?
So what's the solution for this?
As a character, it's important for people to see, okay, you outside of the whole, oh, I'm going to do a spell mode. You know, you need to see her mm-hmm. hanging out with, you know, Caroline, hanging out with Matt. And they did show that. But there's so much more they can do with the character. It's not all about being the witch aspect.
I feel like they were doing that. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I feel like they were doing that with her, and then all of a sudden now it's like, since this last season, it's like she's just like the wild card.
But if you
we need a big spell, pull out the Black Witch.
Okay, we're not getting into that card, but like, here's the, I think if you think about it, they needed to go somewhere, which is why they brought the originals in. And the thing is, they have so many, it's like you have Elena, Damon, Stefan, Alaric, Caroline, Matt, Klaus, Tyler, Rebecca. It's like they have so many characters. Every week they can't have everybody in every episode, maybe except for Damon, Elena, and Stefan. So I just
think and of course, you know, that's true. But at the same time, you got to think about maybe Rebecca, Klaus, those two. They're guest stars. At the most part, maybe they're series regulars now.
Yeah, but for the most part,
the core group, Damon, Elena, Stefan, Bonnie, Caroline, mm-hmm. Jeremy.
Agreed.
Who really can. You know, we barely see him either.
But hold on. Hold on. Riddle me this. True or false? I mean, seriously, you don't think like every single scene of hers, it's something negative? I mean, she's always kind of like over having to help. It's always like she has to help the Salvadors out.
Well,
she's always bitter about it.
Yeah, I know.
But she's not as connected
as... I understand, but at the same time, it's like the only reason why people come to you, they don't come to you, hey, Bonnie, let's go to the movies. Hey, Bonnie, let's hang out. No, hey, Bonnie, I need you to do a spell.
Well, because
hey, Bonnie,
it is.
I need you
we don't
to
know that they don't go to the movies.
The world
they just
again.
Can't show that on the show. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to watch them watch a movie. I mean, that would take a waste.
Hold on, Brittany has to eat her dinner.
Sorry, I got hung. I gotta keep my energy up.
Go ahead, Jade.
Come on, you know you guys like seeing those using AT&T cell phones.
Yeah.
No advertisements today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No advertisements today, actually. Wow, I can't believe it.
No
got
product
there.
Placement.
Thank goodness. Maybe they're listening to AfterBuzz and they're taking it. I think they're on to us. Maybe we should take one episode not plugging something.
They're on to us. Next week, the Prius.
The Kia. Call Matt.
they're never driving in the show either.
No, they do a lot.
They do when they plug it. They do it and it'll be like...
But also, like, most of them have super speed, so they don't need to drive.
That's true.
Hello.
So, what do you think we can do with Bonnie's character?
Real quick, do you guys think that, I just want to ask a question. In terms of when it comes to Bonnie, people always complain about her being mean to Stefan or being mean to Damon. So,
that's because she's just a bitch.
Says, okay, you know, I'm going to forgive you, then she's a pushover. But then if she stands her ground, she's the most horrible character in the world. Well, you need somebody
horrible character in the world. I just think something has to give, and that's what I was saying before you called. And what do you think about this? Saying that I wish they would make an episode where she's actually in danger, and the vampires save her. Like they go out of their way to make sure that Bonnie's okay. Because then maybe I think what she needs is to be saved. She's constantly saving everyone else. So I think it would be a good kind of change of plans to watch an episode where maybe she's in true danger, and they kind of save the day and change her outlook on them. Maybe I think that's what needs to happen.
agree 100%.
I think the problem with Bonnie is that we saw it in this episode, is that she's never accepted the fact that she is a witch, and people are always going to come to her with problems. In this episode, she said, I just want to be ordinary and normal.
You're
and
a witch, bitch!
That is her problem, right. You have to accept your fate. Accept it now or accept it later, or otherwise you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life.
But she has accepted it. No. I remember in the earlier season, she was talking to Jeremy about how...
That's when she had him on her arm.
She talked about how, you know, this is my destiny, you know, nothing, something bad happens to people like me. So why do you do it?
Look, I mean, because it's something that no one, you can't really fully, it's like going back to Buffy, Sarah Michelle Gellar, she always accepted being the Slayer, but she, at the end of the day, she never really still wanted to be it. She always, that was the battle within herself.
Yeah,
and that's what
to have
Bonnie's
a normal life, a normal.
Because Bonnie has no one to talk to about it. She finally found her mother, and that was made her really happy.
She does need a witch friend.
You know what I mean? Just does. A mentor to help her get not get those nosebleeds.
Okay,
or something.
Change the Craigslist ad. And
mentor.
And best friend witch needed, call Bonnie.
Yeah.
555-555-WITCH.
All right, James, thank you so much for calling us. And hit us up next week.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
All right, so let's...
Yes, let's wrap it up. I mean, we have Rick, Esther working together.
Yeah. That was kind of sad. Like, that was the whole Alaric thing. I thought it was... Can I... Oh, wait, first thing? Because I know you guys, like, were... laughing about the all of them standing around in that when they with the candles.
What the hell apparently, was that crap? Wait, hold on. I thought that there was like some ceremony that they were going to kill him. Like, go ahead and do it around the because Bonnie was there.
Everybody
maybe they were going to do
limb,
some witch thing.
They just pull.
Which
wait.
I love.
Wait,
like,
can I
love,
finish what I was
hold
saying?
On, but hold on, before
no,
you
no, we have to make fun of it.
Before
first.
You do, where the hell did the candles come from?
Out of nowhere.
Bonnie was making them float.
Yeah, Bonnie made them
20.
Bonnie can create
candles.
Dave
fire.
Said there's a Pier 1 next door to the cemetery, 24 hours.
Wait, but
okay,
then you know, before
no.
you be serious about
no,
it,
no, it's not
fun of it.
Serious,
okay,
and then you
ahead.
Can make fun, it's literally, and it'll help you make fun of it. The network,
I'm sure it will, actually.
The network wanted to cut that scene.
They
wanted to cut it, and Julie Plec said, no, we want this, the entire cast isn't together really ever, and we thought like this would be the emotion and the heart of the show. This would show the heart of the show if
I
we
mean,
have
did it
them
show
there.
The heart
it
of
was
the show.
Ridiculous.
No, it did. I didn't feel any emotion at all. I couldn't even feel the sadness that Alaric was going to die because I was too making fun of the candles. Where the hell they come from?
The candles.
And then
the
everyone,
scene.
But everyone's, and then it had to be in a circle, and everyone standing in the circle. I thought there was going to be some validity toward that. There wasn't at all. Alaric just comes over, watches, gets a little teary-eyed, then goes back inside and shuts the door. I was like, wait, hold on. Why is
not
everyone,
even like a wave,
wait, Byron. Wait, why is everyone standing in the circle? Like, why didn't they come in and say goodbye, like, in a little tomb or whatever? It was just the most, it was so odd. Or if they were all going to stand outside, they could have just had, like, the moonlight shining on them or something and, like, don't make us, like, see all the candles. It was very,
and
sorry.
Then even just, like, the way they grouped everybody was,
the
like,
way, yeah,
Matt
I didn't
Jeremy.
Like the, I didn't like the close-ups on everybody. I
Bonnie
didn't, it was
by
like,
herself.
It looked like an ad. Yeah, like, they're all, like, they're all perfectly placed on their
like
alt side
the
of the circle.
Ads, yeah.
Just, like, standing. Yeah, I mean, it was, that was hysterical. I mean, I did not feel like, any emotion in that except how hysterical it was. So, in fact, they succeeded because I felt a lot of emotion because I couldn't stop laughing. So good job, CW. I loved it.
Were you surprised when they turned him into a vampire at the end? When he was
absolutely.
Saved?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, because I didn't expect Bonnie to, like, become...
Esther.
Zombie witch maker.
I thought it was really
that's what happens
done.
When you fall asleep in your clothes after a party.
Yeah.
Always put your pajamas just, on.
No wonder she didn't get dressed. She's like, I might be going out later. I'm going to sleep. I was like, I've been in those 20s costumes. I've been in plenty of Halloweens of that. And I just thought, those beads are really
uncomfortable. Yeah, they are
and the
uncomfortable.
Necklace, the hair's still done. I was like, girl, did you even brush your teeth? Yeah. She got right in bed with a man, didn't wash her
didn't
face and brush
her
teeth.
Covers.
Nothing. No, it looks
kept
like
her
a,
shoes on.
Like a hideous night sleep. No wonder she's sleepwalking. She was probably trying to find her closet to get in her pajamas.
She ended up in the cemetery.
She's like, damn it. Always happens.
Cutting herself and feeding men. I mean, I was shocked. I was surprised. I don't know. Obviously, this is going to be the ultimate villain of the last two episodes because there's no way they're going to kill him next week.
Well, he was cast in another pilot, so.
Well, no, I know that. I think he's done after this season, but.
He's going to be not the major villain, so I'm sure he'll be gone, which I kind of thought was tonight, so I got all sad for him, and then I was like, no, I just said my piece. I just said my goodbyes. I was standing in the circle with the candles.
But beyond that, you know what I'll say?
I had a tea light, so you couldn't see me. I was just in the back holding a tea light.
Those get hot.
I know.
I was standing a little bit too much to the left.
Paper bag.
This show never has pulled an emotion to make me teary-eyed at all, but I will say, they did a very good job with the Rick scene.
Mm-hmm.
With the tear coming down the side of his face.
You mean the him and Damon scene? Yeah. I did like it.
That's what I was saying. I thought we were saying our goodbyes, and he said he was sorry.
I also thought he was dead already.
Me too.
I didn't think he had just like fell asleep and was taking a nap, and Bonnie shows up to feed him some blood. I thought Damon left because he was dead.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Or did Damon
leave? Another Vampire Diary thing. We just gotta go.
You just gotta go with it.
Maybe Damon left to get another bottle of whiskey because the one he had was empty.
Right. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
We're gonna go with it. Also, we're gonna go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll head into predictions.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
So before we get into predictions.
All right, okay.
Really excited. Make sure you guys tune in next week because we have something special rolled up our sleeves. Those cookies that we're going to be baking
cookies.
For you guys.
It's definitely cookies.
Definitely
cookies. No, but for real, will we have cookies?
Maybe
we can see what we can see what we can.
No, I have my cookies right here at Altoids.
All right, well, we'll have wine.
You can get
then.
Them on Amazon.com.
We'll have wine.
Oh, that's a dessert for me. I'll take it.
All right, so let's head into.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
At me?
Predictions.
Your birthday.
My birthday, I'm leaving. At me, did you say?
Was it?
You're going to throw something at me?
No, at Brittany.
Oh, okay.
Calm down.
Oh, I thought you meant like throw. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
A birthday party?
No. I thought you. Okay, never mind.
We
confused.
Like to party.
Confused.
All right,
we
so
like, we like to party.
We like to party.
We like to party.
We have nothing. Right, nothing to do with predictions.
No. Predictions is a party because here we go.
Yeah.
Do we think that this could happen? This is what I was going to say earlier, and I was like, let me save it for predictions.
No.
Now, you think Elena's going to definitely pick Damon. You think or you know?
I don't know. I think.
Okay.
I think, but
why
by
do
the
you
way.
Think?
Okay, first of all.
What did you read? Because I'm sure you read something to make you think that.
I don't want to give it away what happens. Do you want me to give it away?
No, don't say anything.
Okay, then I won't say. No, but I think if she didn't pick Damon, they wouldn't have done this episode in the way that it was kind of. I felt like with this episode, there was a little bit of like a closed door with. It was more like accepting what they've become, what Stefan and Elena have become.
To me, it solidified them.
I think with the situation that's going to happen, I really do think she's going to pick Damon.
What are you guys thinking?
I already said what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, she's picking herself. She's going to take some time for herself. And she has a younger brother now she has to raise. She's got to be the woman of the house. She's got to step up the plate.
And
someone's got to clean. Uh-huh. They can't afford a housekeeper. That's a big ass house. Somebody's got to do the laundry.
But I love that she said that there's at the end with Stefan, there's no one there that's going to take care of me. When is anyone taking care of her, though? She is always telling everyone what to do. I mean, even Alaric. I mean, she does that stuff true. All the time. Like, what? You don't need anyone to take care of you. You take care of everybody.
She is. She's like the older sister from Shameless. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen that show.
But by the way, I do think
Emmy
also...
Emmy Rossum? Yeah.
What's going to be interesting,
Do you want to talk about it?
No. What's going to be interesting is, I think what we saw in the previews was Stefan and Damon really come together in the next episode, join forces with Klaus to hunt down Alaric so he doesn't kill all of them.
Well, and so that's where I wanted to say with this whole Damon situation. Yeah. If she, let's just say, I kind of think she might pick herself because it'll extend... It'll kind of extend the story longer to bring us into a fourth season. If she picks someone, then they have to create some new drama. If she picks Stefan, it's like, okay, well, where are we going next season with this? Kind of think she's going to pick herself. But if she did pick Damon, let's play devil's advocate here. How would you guys think about if, because you said if she does pick one of the brothers, the other one has to take a hiatus for a while. And it would almost, to me, make more sense if Stefan takes a hiatus with Klaus, because I'm kind of sick of Klaus right now. To build that brotherly friendship and kind of help Klaus become a better guy.
Mm. Good. That's a good prediction.
Yeah.
That's a very good prediction.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, next, do we all think Rick is going to die next week?
No, he can't.
No, not next week.
Season finale.
It's coming, but not yet.
Yeah?
Yep.
How? I don't know.
All right.
Don't care till I see it.
And Elena's decision will come in the last minutes of the last episode.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. What do you guys think?
I mean, if she picks herself, then we'll figure it out by then. Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
I think there'll be more of a cut to black than her just, like, picking.
So it'll be like season four, we'll definitely know.
No, I think we'll know, and then something else dramatic will happen. That'll be like the last final second
She'll
of
be
the
pregnant.
Episode.
All right, guys. All right, same times next week, same place. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
M. Harbert.
At Brittany Brower.
At You Can Call Me Skiff.
And you can keep up with us at AfterBuzz TV. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Until next week, peace.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.